New York's new junior senator Kirsten Gillibrand continues to reach out to constituents far from her conservative upstate roots. She visited a Brooklyn high school yesterday to speak with people there about a student who was killed in gun violence last month. WNYC's Elaine Rivera reports.
Nazareth Regional High School Principal Barbara Gill extended the invitation only 2 days after Governor Patterson appointed Gillibrand. Gill says she was alarmed by Gillibrand's strong pro-gun positions and her defense, saying she comes from a family of hunters. Gill wanted the new senator to understand what guns are doing to her community in East Flatbush.
Now, if you want to shoot a duck, okay, I have no problem with this. But it's a big difference between that and kids walking around, and anytime there's a slight altercation, people are pulling guns and wanting to shoot each other.
In January, one of Gill's top students, 17-year-old Nyasia Prayer Yard, was fatally shot in the neck when gunfire erupted at a nightclub where she'd gone dancing. At the school, Senator Gillibrand met with Nyasia's parents, Jennifer and Alberto, who say they now will be advocates to stop gun violence.
And I'm going to work with both Jennifer and Alberto on coming up with legislation that can do just that. We are going to work on legislation to end gun trafficking.
But Gillibrand says she remains a strong proponent of the Second Amendment, and she stands by her vote in the House that defeated Washington, D.C.'s ban on gun ownership. She says gun control legislation should not affect law-abiding citizens.
If they want to be a hunter or if they want to protect their home, you know, these are legal gun owners. They should have a right. These are not criminals.
Gillibrand also met yesterday with Nazareth High School students. They peppered the new senator with questions about the lack of after-school programs, how to finance college, and the entrenched problem of gang violence and illegal guns. Student body president Martin Evelyn says he's optimistic Gillibrand will bring their perspectives to the hallowed halls of the Senate.
We hope that the way we were able to portray ourselves and the issues that we had to deal with would be effective in order for her to understand that in an inner city, guns mean something different than for those of us who live upstate, that guns aren't always something used for sport, but sometimes it could be used to kill, especially in the inner cities.
Those who got to meet with Gillibrand yesterday say they respect that she took the time to come to Brooklyn. Alberto Yard, who lost his daughter Nyasia only 3 weeks ago, says he's going to wait and see if Gillibrand will follow up on her promises.
They seem genuine, but like I said, I have to give her time to see if that actually, what she said, is what she's going to do.
In addition to fighting for tougher gun trafficking legislation, Gillibrand told Nyasia's parents that she'll name the bill after their daughter. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.